or tries to fly into the light. And if you grab this insect, powder comes off on your hands.
A moth.
Do you call it by any other names besides moth?
No. Moth is the only thing I'm familiar with.
If he's flying around a candle, what might you call him?
A candle fly.
Alright. Now, what flies into the house if the doors are left open and gets into the clothing and damages them?
That's a moth.
Alright, it's a moth also. And what flies around at night with a light in its tail?
A lightning bug.
Alright. Any other names for the lightning bug that you can think of? What might be a little fancier name?
Firefly.
Is that a term you have used?
Yeah, I have used that.
Alright. Now, in the summer we see a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. He has a long tail. He hovers around damp places and around plants, and it eats mosquitoes. What do you call that little, that insect?
Dragonfly.
All right. Do you call him anything that pertains to mosquitoes at all? Do you associate him with eating mosquitoes?
No.
You don't call him a mosquito hawk?
No.
All right. Have you ever heard the term darning needle used for a mosquito hawk?
Oh, no.
All right. What kind of stinging insects do we have in this area?
Bees and...
Something that builds a big paper nest, too.
Oh, a wasp.
Wasp. All right. Wasp build paper nest, and also an insect that's even has a more powerful sting, I think, than a wasp, and he's a black flying insect.
Yellow jacket.
All right, yellow jackets are yellow and black. This one, though, is... Sometimes baldings have been named after this one. Now there's the bumblebee. You started to say that.
Yeah, and the yellow jacket. Mm.
All right, now let's name him again. The bumblebee.
Bumblebee and a yellow jacket.
The, what kind of the smaller ones that make honey?
Just the bees.
The bee, the wasp, you name that.
The wasp.
And beginning with an H, and he makes paper houses. He stings you, it really hurts.
Hornet.
The hornet, yes. I knew you. I thought you'd know that when I wanted you to say it. All right, very good. Now, my text here makes a distinction between the wasps and says they build small paper nests. The hornets build larger paper nests. The yellow jacket sometimes builds the nest in the ground. And then there's a little flying insect that flies around at night and bites people. And sometimes we spray for him. If he gets in the house, we hear him making a little singing noise. And we don't like to be bitten by...
a mosquito.
All right. Now, if you go out in the woods on a picnic, some small insects may burrow into your skin and raise big welts on your skin. What do you call these little insects that make you itch?
Ants.
Well, if you've been on a picnic now...
red bugs.
Uh-huh, you would bring these home with you. Have you ever called them by any other name besides red bugs?
Chiggers.
All right, very good. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along on the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
All right. Have you ever humorously turned words around and called something, as we did the peckerwood, a hopper grass or that sort of thing? Have you ever done that? Even in fun?
Mm-mm.
All right. What would you call small fish that are used for bait? Sometimes you see them swimming around the edge of a pond.
Minnows.
All right. Now, if your house has not been cleaned for a long time, you might find in the corners of the room up towards the ceiling some...
cobwebs.
All right.
Spider webs.
Yes. All right.